We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Can you believe it? Aaron Foles for a touchdown.
The John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. And joining us on the line, one of the all-time great receivers in Bills history, second only to Andre Reed in terms of receptions and yardage and touchdown receptions. Eric Moulds is on the line with us from NFL Broadcast Boot Camp. And Eric, thanks very much for coming on the air. Good to hear your voice again. How are you?
Thank you, John. Thank you for having me.
Hey, tell us about NFL Broadcast Boot Camp, which is wrapping up now at the end of this week. First of all, what got you into that? I didn't know you were that interested in broadcasting, Eric.
Yeah, I've been interested in it for a while. I mean, it's been a great experience. It's been eye-opening. Seeing the other side of it. I mean, I'm usually on the side of getting interviewed. Now I'm the guy that's interviewing players. So it's been a great experience, but it's also been a learning experience.
What kind of broadcasting are you interested in? I know they cover everything, right? They do game broadcasts as far as being a color analyst. They do television studio work. Have you done all of that during your week down there?
I have. I've done some studio work, and we've done some field work, and also we're calling games. We're doing a lot of different things that the media do. And I have a newfound respect for you guys for the things that we're going through here.
Wait a minute. You didn't have any respect for me when you were here? What? What do you mean newfound? You were always respectful, Eric. What are you talking about?
Well, you know, just the simple fact that how hard of a job it is to interview people. Now you're asking the questions. You have to come up with your questions. You're writing scripts. You're doing a lot of different things that normally you're not used to doing. So it's been a great experience.
Did you enjoy when you were playing, Eric? Did you enjoy being interviewed and being the focus of the media?
Oh, yeah, I love that. That was a great part of playing professional football, getting an opportunity to interact with the media, and they're getting your message out to the public. And I think that if I could do it a little bit better when I did play, is being more accessible to the media, because it gets your statements out there to the public. It gives you more of visibility and things of that nature. So if I could go back and do it a little bit better, I probably would have been more accessible for the media.
You know, it's funny because even in the 6 years or so since you've been out of playing in the NFL, the landscape has changed now with social media, with Twitter and different ways to get to messages to the fans. It's different now than it was even when you played, and you didn't play that long ago, right?
Yeah, it's definitely different. I mean, you have Twitter now, you have Instagram, you have a lot of different ways to getting your messages out there. And I think that right now you have to be a little bit careful with that, because a lot of times it's players that are vocal players might write something on Twitter that they shouldn't write. So it's a lot different than our play. The only thing you have to really worry about is saying something to the media that got out there and it got back to the coach. But for me, it was a little bit better when I played, because you didn't have to really worry about all that. But nowadays things have changed.
You know, at Broadcast Boot Camp, Eric, when I look over the list of guys who were there and guys who conducted some of the sessions down there, Ron Jaworski and Fred Godelli from Sunday Night Football, James Brown from CBS, John Saunders from ESPN, it really is kind of an all-star cast of broadcasters that was instructing you guys this week, huh?
Yeah, definitely. It's a who's who of broadcasting. I mean, you sit down one-on-one with John Sanders, with James Brown, and a lot of guys. Ron Jaworski has helped me out a lot this week. So it's been a great experience for me, because you get to see these guys on TV and see them work and perform. But now you're in their shoes, and you're doing the things that they do, and you realize how hard it is. I'm here with a lot of great players, Torrey Holt, Anthony McFarlane, a lot of guys that want to get into broadcasting. And also a current Bill is here, and Brian Scott. That's playing linebacker for the Bills now. So we have I'm talking to him, and we're talking to a lot of different guys that want to get into that field when they're done playing. So it's not just for the retired players, but for current players that are playing now that still want to have an opportunity to broadcast and get in the media when they're done playing.
I think it's interesting that the league, the player engagement people from the NFL that run the boot camp too, they do include guys like yourself who've been out for a couple of years. It's not just for current players. It's guys who've done other things since their football career ended, huh?
Yeah, it's great. It's great that they do that. I mean, because you get to interact with a lot of players. I mean, I just had a conversation right before I came on with A.J. Hawk, the linebacker for the Green Bay Packers. So it's great that you get to see the current players and talk to them and get their perspective on how the game has changed that they're playing right now, to opposed to when you played, and also getting their perspective on what direction they want to go when they're done playing. And they really ask you about retired life after they're done playing. So a lot of these guys are knowledgeable, and you kind of get both sides of it when you're here. And I think that's because of the boot camp, wanting to get that experience to both sides of the players.
What do you do with that experience now, Eric? What's the next step as you look towards a possible broadcast career?
Well, you know, I'm here right now just to learn and get my feet wet and just to go from there. I've done some things really well, and it's, like I said, it's a learning experience, and hopefully you'll get an opportunity to move forward and do some things in the industry. So it's really just having an opportunity and to get an opportunity to go and do those things that you want to do in the broadcasting world. So hopefully after I get this experience done, I'll get more and more experience doing it and get my feet wet with it, and hopefully bigger things will come out of it.
We're on the line with Eric Molds, the Bills' three-time Pro Bowl wide receiver. It's the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. Eric, just wrapping up the 17th annual NFL Broadcast Boot Camp down in Mount Laurel, New Jersey this week at NFL Films. And not much time off for you, Eric, because eventually this summer you're going to wind up as a minority coaching fellow with the Arizona Cardinals in a couple of weeks, huh?
Yeah, definitely. That's another thing I'm about to experience. That's about to take place. I leave July 21st and get ready to go to training camp. The only thing about this now, I don't have to do all the running and preparing as far as getting ready to play. But it's like I said, it's another different side that I'm trying to experience and go into, and hopefully I'll decide on if I want to coach or if I want to go into broadcasting world. So it came about because of Bruce Arians, the head coach there for the Arizona Cardinals, was actually my offensive coordinator all through my college years. And I think Larry Fitzgerald asked him, could he get me to come? And Larry's always wanting to learn from different receivers. He's learned from Chris Carter. He learned from Jerry Rice. And he wants to be a little bit more physical. So when I played physical. So he wants to get a little bit more physical. So me getting an opportunity to go down and help Larry Fitzgerald and help that coaching staff and help the young receivers that they have, it's going to be a plus.
And that says a lot about Larry Fitzgerald, who, in many people's estimation, is probably the best receiver working in the NFL these days. The fact that he wants to get better, he wants to incorporate new aspects of his game, that says an awful lot about Fitzgerald, doesn't it, Eric?
It does say a lot about him. You know, he's got Carson Palmer throwing the ball, so it's going to be a little bit scary because I think Carson has a lot to prove, and Larry Fitzgerald didn't have the type of season he wanted last year, so he has a lot to prove, and the team didn't play particularly well. So with a new staff and with those guys hungry to prove people wrong that they still can play the game and get better, that's a very scary sight. So I'm looking forward to it. I mean, it's a new chapter in my life that I get an opportunity to experience, and hopefully it'll be one that I can remember and make something out of.
Have you done any coaching at all, Eric? Anywhere, any level?
I've helped high school teams out and things of that nature, and ran offenses in high schools in Mississippi. But I've helped a lot of players. I've gone back to Houston and helped Andre Johnson prepare for last year's season. Like I said, I've done a little bit coaching as far as that aspect is concerned. But this will be the most that I've really done as far as getting my feet wet and going through what the coaches go through, preparing game plans, looking over game plans, coaching, and looking at film with players and teaching them how to study and teaching them how to run different type of routes.
And you're going to one of the great training camp locations in the NFL up there in Flagstaff in northern Arizona, where unlike Phoenix, it's like 70 degrees, 75 degrees, and perfect weather. It's going to be a great time up there, I would think, for you, huh?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it should be fun. You know, I'm happy with the experience, and I'm happy that Coach Arians has given me the opportunity to come down there and be one of the guys that he brings to training camp. I thought it was going to be there just for 2 weeks, but I got a call from him, and he told me he would like to have me there for the entire month and the entire preseason. So it's going to be a longer ride than I thought it was.
Two pretty different career paths, Eric. I mean, the coaching, as you know, especially in the NFL, is such a total grind. Those guys work amazing hours for, 11 months of the year. And, you know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that broadcasting is easy because my bosses might be listening, but it's certainly not the kind of grind that they have in coaching.
Yeah, definitely. You know, like I said, and I'm experiencing that right now with the broadcasting boot camp. It's very, very tough. I mean, I've been doing things that I never thought I would do as far as broadcasting and doing field reporting and seeing how hard it is. And they've been nothing but class here in the NFL Films. And like I said, Ron Jaworski and those guys have helped me tremendously. Sitting down with James Brown the last couple of days has been a great experience, and getting his perspective on things has been a big plus. So, like I said, if something comes out of the coaching or broadcasting, I'll welcome the challenge. And like I said, I'll work just as hard as I did when I was playing to be the best that I can be.
Hey, Eric, your career, I mean, 12 years in the league, 10 of them with the Buffalo Bills. As you look back on it, obviously, I'm sure you would like to have won more games. But just give me your thoughts as you look back on your NFL career, what you think you accomplished here with the Bills and even those couple of years with the Houston Texans.
Well, you know what? My career in Buffalo was probably the best time of playing football that I had. You know, obviously, we went to the playoffs a few times, but we didn't go as much as I would like. We didn't win as much as I would like to. But get an opportunity to play for some of the greatest fans in the world. And I still tell people to this day, the Buffalo Bills fans, no matter if you're winning or losing, they're still packing the house and they still care about their players. So it's obviously it's one of the best places that I've had to play. I had this conversation earlier with Torrey Holt, and he said Buffalo is the toughest place that he had to play when he played in his career, because the fans are always on you. They're always screaming. And no matter what the Bills' record is, they're screaming like the Bills are undefeated. So like I said, they're the best fans in the world. I played with some tremendous teammates. I got an opportunity to play with a lot of Hall of Famers, and Jim Kelly, Thurman Thomas, Andre Reed, and the list goes on. I mean, it was just a great experience, and a lot of players don't get an opportunity to play with Hall of Fame players, but I did. And they get drafted by Hall of Fame coach and Marv Levy. So I've had an opportunity to do some things that a lot of players haven't done. And looking over my career, some things I would have loved to do better and get better at, maybe in certain areas, but at the same time, I don't regret a lot of things that went on in my career.
You know, I still remember, I think it was the third year that you were with the Buffalo Bills, so it had to be 1998, preseason game at home, and then Coach Wade Phillips basically, you know, you'd been here a year or two, and people were wondering, you know, you weren't a regular starter, but Wade Phillips just kind of like said, you know what, we're going to play this kid. I mean, he really kind of opened the door for you to accomplish everything you did in your career. I can't remember, was it a Carolina game, a preseason game maybe, or Washington that year, when he threw you in the starting lineup and you never came out?
Yeah, it was actually was against the Washington Redskins, yeah, where I made a play over the middle.
Yeah,
and I had just made earlier in the practice, I had made a play, and Wade loved my consistency and loved the way I was practicing, the way I attacked the football. And he told me before the game, I'm going to give you an opportunity to show me what you can do. If you show me that you can play and worthy of starting, and I'm going to give you a chance to play. So I took that preseason game as a chance to show my abilities. And then after that, I guess my confidence got up. And the situation where Rob came in, and me and Rob got on the same page the first couple of games. Then Rob gets hurt, and then Flutie comes in. And me practicing with Flutie all those times at training camp with the two offense, we built chemistry together. And so we just took that, and when Flutie got a chance to start and I was already a starter, we just took that and ran with it.
Well, those were good days, Eric, and I know there's good days for you ahead. We thank you very much for coming on the air with us tonight. Good luck, whether it's broadcasting or coaching. I know you're going to be good at it and a very much a success. So we thank you very much for being with us on the air tonight.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it, man.
Eric Moulds, one of the all-time great Buffalo Bills, second in receiving, second in receptions and yardage and touchdowns receiving, three-time Pro Bowl performer for the Buffalo Bills, wrapping up his week at NFL Broadcast Boot Camp in New Jersey and headed out to Arizona to be a coaching fellow with the Arizona Cardinals this summer. It is the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO, from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.